Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed. With me, Rosie Ramsey.
Jesus, she's been holding her phone up for so long, ready to play this.
And my husband, Chris Ramsey. Here's something I prepared earlier.
Fucking hell. This is her and I made singing.
In 2017.
It's very nice. It is very good.
We're not allowed to play music anymore. This is the Christmas special. It's nearly Christmas time. When does this come out? Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to
Hope
the...
Hope you're all okay. Hope you're all ready for Santa coming.
Merry Christmas to the company who owns the rights to this song, because we'll have to be paying you for this. So Merry Christmas for you guys.
No, I think it's a really well Christmas... It's a well-known Christmas song. You don't have
You'd
to pay
surprised.
For these.
You'd be surprised.
No, listen.
Humbug.
Who cares?
Humbug. Starting my Christmas.
Big finish. Thank you, Angela and Steph. 2017. Repping the Christmas songs. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the podcast.
They're still going on.
I'm going to stop it now.
Are we going to have to pay for that?
No.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I don't think we will.
Okay, so just a little note here that will come out of Rosie's end of the podcast. Rosie's end. Not my end.
I'll take the hit.
That will come out of Rosie's 10% that she gets for the podcast.
Can you hear that bell?
It's our doorbell.
It's the doorbell, but I kind of feel like it's Santa.
It's fucking early, like.
It's not.
It better not be. Christ alive.
Welcome.
What's going on?
Welcome to the Christmas special.
I have some
wonderful questions from the public, all Christmas related.
Yes.
We're going to delve straight in there.
We're not, because it's time for my lucrative sponsor.
Oh, a Christmas sponsor.
This week's Christmas. This Christmas's sponsor is.
Yeah.
And it might have been last year's as well. I can't remember. I've just thought of it off the top of my head because I was wrapping presents yesterday. This year's Christmas sponsor is. Sliding the scissors all the way along the wrapping paper and getting it all off in one fucking...
I don't think that was last year. I never can do that.
Better than sex.
Wow.
Better than drugs.
Wow.
And I've done all the sex and all the drugs.
Oh, and that's better, is it?
It's an amazing feeling. Just... It's got to be. So the wrapping paper we've got this year is a bit more papery. I think it's sort of recycled and stuff like that.
Cheaper.
You know, probably, yeah. It's got to be more of like a firmer one, and you've got to have it taut, and you've got to have sharp scissors, and you've just got to... right off the
it
end.
It is satisfying, but I've never been able to do it
Cover
in my life.
All your presents and spunk. It's a nightmare to clean up,
Jesus,
but it's great Christ. When it's great when it's done.
Happy birthday.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Hey, I can do songs as well, you know. Mine have just got jizz in them.
Oh,
Jismus.
What? Can we not?
Oh, listen.
Jesus' birthday, and you're talking about jizzing on presents.
History and historians have proved that he was actually probably born in September.
Really?
Yeah. They just changed it to put it in line with a pagan calendar. She stood up and pulled her fucking headphones out.
I'm waiting for some parcels.
Great.
Haven't entered a shop this year.
Yeah?
So I'm doing loads for the high street.
Because you haven't had time.
Haven't had time, yeah. To be fair. But, I'm a bit sad about it though, because I do actually genuinely enjoy Christmas shopping in the shops, and I haven't done any this year.
Yeah.
But never mind.
Do you know what I haven't done this year? Christmas garden centre, and I'm really sad about it.
I know, we love a garden centre.
You know what? I'm going to go tomorrow. This isn't. Sorry, we were recording this earlier in the week. I'm not going to go
on Christmas. 21st today.
Christmas Day, you won't find me standing in a fucking car park of a garden centre raging, going, hey, shut! I'm fucking. The plants live and have a day off. I need to feed me fish. Like. It's earlier in the week. I will go. I'm going to go tomorrow.
You know that one day in the not too distant future, stuff will be open on Christmas Day.
Probably.
People ruin everything.
Well, pubs are, and certain restaurants are. What do you mean people ruin everything?
I liked it years and years ago when it would be shut. We've talked about this before. Remember when everything was shut on Boxing Day? Well, I just quite liked it.
So you liked the fact... But you didn't go anywhere. So you liked the fact that you stayed in the house knowing that everywhere was shut, even though you weren't going anywhere. You liked the fact that other people, for no reason, couldn't go anywhere. You selfish dickhead.
I just thought it was... I just think everybody needs a bit of downtime every now and again.
You're like a lockdown lover.
I'm absolutely not. I just love
that no one can go anywhere because I don't want to go anywhere.
Take that back. Don't you dare call me a lockdown lover.
I really enjoyed the lockdown.
Lockdown lovers, get a new job.
Yeah.
Get a job you enjoy going to.
Change it up.
Because you're ruining my life. my life. You're ruining my life. Because you are happy to stay off work watching bloody telly and playing with your tiddlers. Get a new job that you want to go to.
Listen,
because the world's gone to shit.
Don't slag people off for playing with their tiddlers.
Don't, because I started this really upbeat and happy, and you mentioned it, and you mentioned it, and I'm sad. I'm fucking miserable, right? And I want to do this to cheer me up, and I think everybody
Merry
else
Christmas, everyone.
Needs cheering up as well. Even Christmas can't cheer people up at the minute. The world's a fucking mess.
Yeah. But what's all right, we're going to do Christmas.
Now he's all right.
I'm all right now. Well, yeah, because your misery then makes me happier.
It actually does. You only like it when I'm sad.
I want to lick your tears off your face. They make me so happy.
It might change by Christmas Eve, but right now it is the 21st. It's Tuesday the 21st, and we have no idea what's going on in the world.
Yeah, they've leaked stuff into the newspaper like they normally do. They're fucking cowards.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But we hope you're all right out there. We hope you're going to have a lovely Merry Christmas and hold all your loved ones dear. Because, you know, if we get told that you can't hold your loved ones dear, just have a cheese and wine party. They're fine. They're allowed. Cheese and wine parties.
Can't wait for New Year's Eve.
Cheese and wine? Yeah. Cheese and wine, New Year's?
Cheese and wine. We just can't wait. Cheese and wine. Tax deductible. I'll have a taste of this wine.
Oh. That's a 2020. That's a 2020 rule breaker. Merlot. That's lovely, that. That's an early 2020 do as I say, not as I do. Oh, it's wonderful, that.
Tell you what, 2020 has ruined a vintage year, hasn't it?
Oh, imagine when I see a bottle of wine with 2020 on, I'm like, get that in the fucking toilet.
Imagine,
right now?
In years to come, if we're sitting one day and we're in a restaurant, a nice posh restaurant, and they're like, do you want to have a wine? We'll go, oh, yes, please, we'll have a look. And they'll go to the sommelier, right? It'll be like, it's a 2020. Well, we're fucking...
I can taste the misery. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What happened to the grape that year? Oh, it was depressed as fuck is what happened to the grape that year.
You can really smell it. You can really smell the anxiety coming off them grapes. I'll have a 2019 when I was blissfully unaware, thank you.
Oh, is that a 2019 Ignorance is Bliss? It is. It's an Ignorance is Bliss. Oh, fantastic. Lovely, yeah. It pairs very well with a what the fuck's going on early 2020. See, we can be highbrow. Everyone out there, we can be highbrow, right?
You didn't think I knew the word for the sommelier, did you?
I knew you knew what a sommelier was. I know you've got a drinking problem.
Doesn't everybody know? Like, come on.
Hey, play the jingle.
Christmas!
Jingle!
Fall on your knees. Get down on them knees. I don't know what's happening. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this Christmas episode.
Come on in. Come in. Come in and know me better, man. What's there?
Scrooge.
Christmas Carol, yeah.
Christmas Carol.
Muppets Christmas Carol yesterday. Buzzing. Bit scary.
Is it?
The last one. Yeah, the last ghost is Big Grim Reaper.
No, it's not.
It is. It's a big grim reaper. A bit scary.
Is Robin a bit scared?
No, because he plays on stuff that's a lot scarier than that.
Right.
Yeah, he's at his age, I would have been petrified by that.
Oh.
But yeah, I was a bit weird. But I remember he wasn't even asked.
Got a bit of beef with Robin, actually.
Got a bit of beef with Robin.
Just a little bit.
What's your beef with your kids?
What's your beef with your kids? So we watched Harry Potter the other night.
Buzzing.
And he absolutely loved it.
Couldn't believe it.
Wanted to watch it. We put Rafe to bed.
Yeah.
I think we had a bit of tea. And then he was like, can I go watch Harry Potter? And we were like, wait for us.
Couldn't believe me, look.
Mate.
Yeah.
Apparently, I said to my mum, I went to watch Harry Potter the other night. She went, yeah, Robin didn't like it. I went, what?
Pardon.
Exactly.
I beg your fucking pardon. Fucking loved it.
Slagging it off to me, mum.
Thinks he's odd. Oh. Slagging. Eh? We had a lovely night. No, dare
it. I know.
I feel cheated.
I know.
So
honestly, I was gutted. I was like, eh, he loved it. And my mum was like, no, he said he really didn't like it. He said he was scared. This fucking lying little shit.
Right, well, he's not watching the next one then.
Mm.
That was the thing that was. I had to tell him there was seven more and he was buzzing. And then I quickly looked at the ratings on them. I was like, ah, you can only watch two of them though.
Oh, I know. They turn like, into 12s, don't they?
Yeah.
Shame. Never mind. Oh, I've got a bit of weird sort of. I've got a dilemma.
You got a dilemma?
Right.
Okay.
So.
It's time for What's Your Dilemma?
Dilemma. Oh, there's it. That could be a new one. It's a good section.
Don't lock it into another section while people are listening.
What's your dilemma? Because
you'll get shit emails about it and we'll have to drop it and people will go, why have you dropped that? And you go, because it was shit.
Right, fair enough.
Okay.
So my dilemma currently is, you know how we did a bit of stuff for the, what's it called, man? Princess Trust?
Yes.
Princess Trust.
That charity that's really close to your heart that you just couldn't remember the name of.
No, I didn't. I was going to call. No, I didn't know if it was called Princess
I'm
Trust.
I'm joking.
I didn't know if it was called Princess Trust or Princess Charles's Trust.
It's called Princess Charles. You full name it.
The
Princess Charles's Trust.
Yeah, it doesn't fall as easy off the tongue. So, this is me dilemma, right? Yeah. I've been getting a Christmas card from the Princess Trust, from Charles himself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he signs it personally. I think it is a printed signature, but it's nice and I get it every year.
I mean, may I be the first to say how dare he, but carry on.
Rude. But been getting it for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Really enjoy getting that Christmas card.
Yeah.
We've moved house.
Right.
So this year's Christmas card was redirected.
Right.
How do I let Charles know my new address? Because I don't want to stop getting that Christmas card.
Right, okay.
Because I think it's quite cool.
Right.
And I like having it. It's on display.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is from... The
cool.
royal family.
Yeah.
You know, think what you want of the royal family, but I bet you don't get a fucking Christmas card. So whatever.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I know you're talking to the listeners, but I don't get a Christmas card.
Haters gonna hate.
That's annoying. I presented an award at his night, so that's upsetting.
Well, I get the Christmas card.
Great.
How am I going to let them know?
Because
I want to keep getting it. It's going to stop coming.
You've actually got to visit London and go to the palace gates and just shout it and you'll hear.
Right.
You just shout it. I've seen loads of people doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got to move, by the way. Johnny boy! Oh! I've shifted! Yeah, it's a new address. Me redirection was only 12 months. It finishes.
It does. It runs out.
And then you write it on a little note and then you put it under the hat of the men who can't move.
Ooh,
and then they get it to
the beefies.
Yeah.
See, I know you take the piss, but how am I going to... I don't want this card to stop coming.
Right. I mean, I don't...
Who do I let
I don't know. I've got no idea.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm genuinely worried about this.
Genuinely, I get a little bit of a buzz when it comes through the thing.
It's really
I'm like,
sad.
Is it?
Nah, it's quite cool.
It's quite cool, but it's going to stop because we've moved. They don't know my new address. The redirection was only 12 months, and I don't know what happens now.
Right. Well, I mean, I can put the redirection on. If it means a lot to you, I will keep that redirection going for another year or another 2 years or as long as you want, just so you keep getting that.
Brilliant.
It's not that expensive a redirection. It's a few quid.
Is it not?
Not really, no.
Well,
in all honesty, I haven't changed the addresses on most
anything.
Of the stuff. Yeah, like so much fucking shit.
So what happens?
We need
to
make a box. We need to make a box of stuff that gets redirected.
Right.
Put it all in the box, and then one day in 2027, when I've got some time, I'll go through them all.
Is that what you've got to do? You've got to let them all know.
Let everyone know. It's horrible. Yeah, stuff. I still get stuff sent to my old house. Some stuff for me still goes to my mum's house.
Right.
Off when I lived there.
Not
when
important
I was
19. Stuff though.
Well,
there's a few catalogues I could do without.
Yeah. I don't know.
But will our old address just get them now?
If the redirection
stops. Just keep getting
them. I mean, this is cracking content
for
the podcast. Imagine having to listen to two married couple discuss their fucking postal address.
But this is what pisses me off, though, about schools.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't I taught that in school?
Sorry, in your year 9 options, did you not choose the Royal Mail the Royal Mail FAQs? Because I did. Everyone else listening, you all did, didn't you? It's a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. I chose Royal Mail FAQs.
Mm-hmm.
I chose how to find a milkman.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose map reading.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is I learned how to make a wooden box
right.
in DT.
Yeah.
I would have much preferred to know what to do when you move house and how to redirect your mail.
Right.
Would have served me a lot better yeah. in life
okay.
than like that piece of shit I made.
What was the wooden box? And could it be painted red and turned into a post box? Because this would solve two problems.
It was just a wooden box. We've talked about it before.
Right. I made a key fob and a shop front.
Did you do the internet technology? What was it called? The
internet technology. IT. Did I do internet technology? Yes, I did. I did internet technology. Yes.
What's IT stand for?
Information technology.
Right.
But why would I make a fucking key ring? And no, I did DT. I did design technology, but I did the design one where you did like actual design and stuff, not the woodwork. Did you pick woodwork? You picked woodwork for your GCSE DT.
I did.
Woodwork?
And do you know what's really weird?
You've never helped me put a shed up or anything.
No,
like
I know.
That.
I did woodwork, Chris.
Why did you do? And you made a box.
I made a box. Like a jewellery box.
Your GCSEs. One of your things for GCSE was to make a wooden box. So mine, I had to do, it was design technology, but we had to design a company.
Right.
And what the company would do, and then design and plan out yeah. what the shop front would look like,
yeah.
where the windows would be, where the front of the shop would be, and then make it and paint it and
That's
have a
nice.
Full portfolio of what the company would be and what the shop front would look like.
That's really good.
And you made a box.
Made a box. No, because
Four bits of wood
think,
and some glue, Rosie,
no,
don't sit in the corner.
I think the thing about it was that you had to like measure all the right angles and the corners and all that shit, which
right,
I was
yeah.
horrific at maths, so I really picked the wrong thing. And do you know what's ridiculous?
Do you have any idea how much money I'd pay to see this box?
It won't be in the loft because I'm from a broken home and everything got left to rot and die
don't
from
bring,
my childhood.
Don't bring that up on Christmas.
It's true.
Don't
it's
bring
true.
Everyone don't bring everyone down on Christmas with you with your shitty past.
No, yeah, I've got nothing. So
I've got nothing
from my past. Mom, dad, you bastards. Where's
this
my box,
turn.
Eh? Where's my
this
fucking
took
box?
This has took a turn from first world problems about your redirected letter from Prince Charles to me broken home got rid of me favourite wooden box that I made at DT, which I'm sure I guarantee everyone... Rosie, I guarantee everyone else in that class was sculpting wooden fucking eagles
no.
out of tree trunks and you were in the corner like a toddler with some glue. How are you getting on with it? Don't eat the glue. Rosie went to stop eating the glue.
Chris, it was lined.
She's eating the glue again.
It was lined.
Can someone...
And I had to use the clamps.
It was like
to clamp it together.
I had to use the clamps.
Why did I take woodwork?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why in the name of
I'm
God? Did
honestly,
you take woodwork?
Thought it would be easy. And I don't know why, because I really like cooking.
Right? Yeah.
But I don't think I knew I liked cooking.
I guarantee you just didn't do your options properly, and you just got lumped into whatever class.
Yeah. I took history.
Yeah.
I got an E.
Yeah. Well, you'll have sat in the corner singing. That's it. You'll have been sitting making your box just singing.
It's, do you know what it is? I did just want to be a pop star.
Yeah.
So, but a woodwork seemed the easy wow. option. It was actually really difficult.
Yeah.
The teacher was nice, though.
Okay, good.
What was his name? Mr. Not Baron. I don't know. What was his name? Began with a B.
Brilliant. Oh, that's good. Mr. B, shout out.
No, he was good. It was
what are you lining the box with? What was the box for?
So, it was a jewellery box. I designed a jewellery box.
Right.
Even, just wore no jewellery. Didn't even have ears pierced.
You didn't even have your ears pierced. You wore no jewellery. And you made a jewellery box for one of your GCSEs.
It was lined with velvet.
What a pointless exercise. You lined it with velvet.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I could have been taught so much
did
more.
Did it have drawers in it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Did it have...
Come
right,
on.
Okay, did it have them little things where you press a ring into where it's like...
No.
No, right.
It opened.
Did it have hooks?
It just opened and closed.
So, right, so did it have...
It was
did
basic.
It have, did it have hooks on it to hang bracelets and things on?
Absolutely
right,
not.
Did it have compartments? Did it actually have compartments?
I don't think it
right,
did.
Right, so it was just... Right, so how big was it? About the size of a laptop?
It was about the size of the laptop.
So it was like basically a wooden shoebox with velvet inside that you would just... Throw handfuls of jewellery in and
just
shut.
Can I just say,
did you paint the outside of it?
I can't. No, I think I varnished it. Right. You're taking the piss. You're taking the piss, but I was genuinely really proud of it.
Right.
And
you're
taking the piss
right,
now.
What,
but
right,
you
were proud of it. That's fine. What did you get for DT?
What, GCSE?
Yeah.
I got a D. I think. I didn't do well. There was a bad... ask us what I got for drama.
Well, we all know what you got for drama.
I got an A for drama.
Of course you did.
Could have gotten... Yeah. Me teacher said I could have gotten an A star, right. But me coursework was shite. I was like, I don't want to write. I just want to perform.
You could have got an A star, but you handed your coursework in a varnished box for no reason. It was so weird. Why? Everyone else used a stapler or a binder, and you brought it in a varnished velvet box.
So what did you make? A fob? Like a key fob?
That was the first time I did woodwork. I made a key fob, but then I didn't pick woodwork because it was meant. Do you know why I didn't? I'll tell you why I didn't pick woodwork. And this is real. It was so fucking loud in the class.
Right.
It's painful. It was always someone cutting something.
Well, I love noise,
something.
Though, don't I?
I love noise.
No, I do.
I love noise.
It's a sign. I didn't realise, but I don't think I've ever been depressed, but I probably have been, because a sign of depression is that you need background noise all the time,
right,
and
you.
I always need a podcast on, or music, or the telly on, even if I'm not watching. I need
sit
noise.
In silence for hours.
Nah, so that's why I did wood. And actually, Chris, I think I might have fancied somebody in the class. If we want to get to the crux and bones of it, whatever.
Knuckles and what? Knuckles and fish. It's the knuckles and fish. You want to get the knuckles and fish?
The crux of it.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I think I fancied someone who took wood.
So you're after a different kind of wood.
Oh. Yeah?
Lads?
Oh.
Lads?
Mm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wood in your box?
Yeah.
In your velvet box? Mm-hmm. Anyone? Any takers? Good?
Purse?
Nah.
No.
Tried.
Merry Christmas.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Christmas Beef?
Beef, Christmas Beef, 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 or gammon, or turkey, or whatever meat you have. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong, beef. Now, we just, again, sorry to break the fourth wall here. I feel like I'm doing this a lot now, dear listener, but we just had a quick discussion saying, it's Christmas, should we skip the beefs? And then Rosie said, unless you've got a Christmas beef with me. And I said, yes. And she said, yes. So we're going to skip them in the season of goodwill, but we're going to keep them.
You've got two.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Go on then, you go first.
All right, okay. My first beef with you is we are trying to make traditions.
Right.
What?
This might be the same beef. This might be a similar beef that I've got with you, because mine is tradition-based of a tradition you've started. Come on, then. You go.
Okay, we're trying to make traditions because I think it's nice as a family to have little traditions that you do every year. One of those traditions it started a few years ago. So we buy a little house from the garden centre, which lights up.
Yes.
And we'll put them on display in the hallway. We've got three of them so far, so it's been going for 3 years.
You may remember last year we were in tier 3 lockdown, and we had a tier 1 house. Because you put the music on and the people run around and they go in and out of the pub and stuff, and we were jealous of the house
because they were all at the pub.
Honestly, I can't have the music on anymore because it reminds us of last year.
That was grim.
Yeah, it's like, go for a drink at the Bell and Whistle Tavern, and it's like loads of people in the street hustling and bustling. Yeah. And I was like,
the Christmas decorations look great this year.
Horrible.
Who wants a drink? Anyway, we're making this tradition of buying a little house once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher, about 2 weeks ago, said, I'm going to go to the garden centre and I'm going to get loads of them little houses and make a village.
Yeah.
To which I said, well, that's not a tradition. That's buying loads of houses and having loads of houses. Whereas the tradition is every year you buy a little house to add to it, or a little thing to add to it. But instead, you wanted to
waz your load
and have everything, because you don't understand bloody... anything.
Oh, good, yeah.
No,
good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's it called in... Oh, fuck my brain.
Come on, here we go. This is good. No. I love it when this happens. Anything. I don't understand in anything. Come on.
Like taking your time with things.
Patience?
Mm-mm. I can't think of the word.
Okay.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I wanted to make a tradition of buying the one little thing, whether it's a little person that goes in the house, just one every year, because we're going to have a lot of years, and you just wanted to buy everything all at the same time.
Yes, but if you do remember also rightly last year, I did also want to buy a 40-foot metal nutcracker doll for the garden as well, which was about £15,000, which I will happily buy this year. I just saw it randomly in the garden centre. I don't think it was that much, but it was a lot of money.
It was not £15,000.
It was a lot of money. And I'll just
he's
honestly,
changed, Annie. He's
it would,
changed.
Rosie, to see grand. How gutted you were to have that in the middle of our lawn, it would be worth every penny.
Awful.
It would be worth every
penny. We had a massive, we had a storm the other week. It took out a tree.
It would have,
200-year-old fir tree.
He would have ended up in someone's roof.
What a waste of money. An absolute waste of money.
I don't, Jordan, it wasn't that much at all.
I had two Christmas beefs.
You had two? Oh, Jesus, all right.
What's
then.
The other one?
Is it that I didn't buy that massive big metal nutcracker?
No. What was the other beef? Oh, shit.
What was the other beef? You don't know words, you don't know beefs?
I can't remember. I'd forgotten. Oh, you bought football.
What?
I bought everybody's present again. Wow. Another year. I don't know why I do it. Every year I have to buy every single person's present.
In my defence, I feel like you buy for too many people.
Well, what do you mean?
I just, every now and then you're buying something for someone who I haven't seen for a year or whose name I haven't heard for ages.
It's kids, man. Mugs, kids. Mugs. Ruin Christmas.
Absolute mugs.
Got to buy for everyone's
kids. What are they doing buying for us?
I don't know.
Honestly, cut it all off. In beginning of December, text everyone you know saying, look, should we just not bother this year? You don't bother with us. We'll not bother with you. Happy days. Happy days. Done. Mm. Wake up Christmas morning. You've got the presents off your core family, the good stuff, the stuff you want. Not a load of recycling to be done. Everything's happy. Everything's great.
I'm starting to agree with you.
Yeah.
I am, actually.
It's too much
That's
going
sad,
on, man.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you broke us. Speaking of kids, I can hear ours.
I'll get you a big nutcracker tomorrow when I go to the garden centre. You're going to be absolutely buzzing.
What's that? He's so excited. He's so excited for Christmas.
Robin's in the toilet directly below us now. He's buzzing.
You
he's
could scrape
buzzing.
Him off the ceiling. He's that excited. It's class.
My beef with you, talk about how excited he is. My beef with you is, we said years ago that we weren't going to bother with a naughty elf thing because it's a pain in the arse. You've basically, you've underhandedly started a naughty elf thing.
I didn't. No, that was Robin.
It's painful.
I know, Chris.
How did Robin start it?
Robin said, is this elf magic and does he move?
So we've got an elf for the Christmas tree that he just sits, I don't know, we've gone over the years.
I think we've got him given.
Or we maybe bought him for Robin when we're out Christmas shopping once, I'm not sure. He's just a little cuddly elf. He's not the naughty elf one, who I think looks terrifying, by the way. But it's another elf. And you randomly, you said to me one morning, you were like, Daddy, the elf moved last night. I went, oh, God. And now... the pressure I feel when going to bed. He's downstairs. Okay. At Christmas, right? When you go to bed at Christmas, you finish watching the telly, you get the kids in bed, you know, you come down, you have a glass of wine or whatever, you sit and watch a telly on your night off. The sheer amount of lights I have to turn off. I've got a stitch on a night. There's garlands, there's wreaths, there's the little houses, there's trees. There's lamps. Your lamp addiction's bad enough. I've got to turn off God knows how many lamps on night. You've got to have four lamps per room.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've got to walk around, turn all kinds off.
They're all battery operated.
And you've got to change your batteries in. And all the batteries are kept in with a tiny little screw for no reason whatsoever.
That's my beef with Christmas stuff.
I don't know why everything's screwed in.
Why do they do
that? I don't know why
that?
Batteries are all screwed
it's
in
ridiculous.
Everywhere.
The I
thing
agree
clicks,
with you with
fucking
that.
Leave it.
I know.
Anyway.
Who's trying to nick your double A's? God's sake.
To be fair, they're in high demand this time of year. You've started the elf thing, the stress I feel every night when I go to bed.
In my defence, Robin started it.
We've got our last gig tonight, Leeds Arena, right? Yeah. We're fucking, looks like we've made it. Done the whole tour, right? Against all odds. Bloody petrol crises and fucking iron curtains and variants and all kinds of shit.
There.
But we're doing
we're
the whole
there.
Tour. We've finished it, hopefully, unless something happens this afternoon.
Who knows?
And... I've got to move it. I put it on the top of the fucking curtains last night. And your mum came and collared us this morning and went, you're going to have to move that at 3 o'clock when you leave today because I can't reach where it is.
Right, okay. I've set an alarm in my phone as well.
You set an alarm in your phone to move the fucking elf? What's got into you, man?
But he loves it. I know I said I would never do it. At least
it's really annoying.
It's
the first thing he wants to see in the morning.
But listen, at least the elf doesn't do anything. He just moves.
You had him reading a magazine yesterday.
I
what
put
you
a
found.
Magazine in front of him.
Slippery slope.
Oh, shit.
Slippery
what
slope.
Done.
He'd be making a wooden box next.
Do you know what I hate, though? I do. I do hate the naughty elf because it's just too much hassle. But he does love it. He does. Do you love what I've done with the biscuit tin?
You didn't tell me about that. So that fell apart straight away. So Rosie bought a biscuit tin with a reindeer on it, and I didn't know that you told Robin this convoluted thing about it doesn't open unless you rub its nose. So you're holding it closed, and he's trying to rag it open, and he can't see that you're holding it. And then he rubs its nose, and it opens, and he's buzzing.
Yeah.
I didn't know when he goes, "Can I get a biscuit?" I go, and I just lifted the lid off, and he was like, "You didn't rub its nose. How did it open?" I was like, "I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of this new fucking booby trap in my own house."
I just told him that you're naughty. You don't believe.
Right, okay.
I went to something the other night. Did I tell you about this, by the way?
No.
Bloody hell. So went to that thing at the Virtue Arena. It was like a North Pole thing you walk through. It was like an experience thing.
Right.
Well done to all of the actors in that. They were fantastic. Right. Or like young adults type, like
okay,
what I used
elves
to do.
And that. Yeah.
It was great.
Wonderful.
The bands absolutely loved it. And so we're walking through, and in one of them, what this elf, right, mm-hmm. pointed at me in front of Robin.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're on the naughty list. And I was like, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, you are. And like, obviously, they were taking the mic. They were doing it with loads of people.
Yeah.
Robin, he's absolutely convinced I'm naughty and I'm on the bloody naughty list. I'm having to tell him I'm not.
Lovely moment the other day when he explained why you were on the naughty list, which was great.
What was he talking? He's convinced.
Robin was like, Mammy's on the naughty list.
Right.
Mammy's on the naughty list for shouting at Daddy.
I did say that.
Which I thought, I went, yes, she is.
Sake.
She is. I went, should she stop shouting at Daddy, do you think? And he went, yeah. And I went, mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
I have, just to keep up the tradition and to make him, you know, reinforce the belief in the whole naughty list band, you don't have any presents this year.
Oh, is that what
it is? Yeah, I've just got to keep, you know, got to keep appearances. The elf says you're on the naughty list.
Right.
You don't have anything this year. I might, if you're lucky, I might get you a couple of little bits of jewelry to fill your box in January. But other than that...
He's had my life. Because he genuinely believes that I'm on the naughty list and it's really upsetting. Mm-hmm. Even as an adult, it really haunts us that I might be on the naughty list.
Well... Shouldn't shout at Daddy.
Oh, Mummy.
Daddy is a brilliant man.
In Mummy's defence,
mm-hmm.
I'm very stressed at the minute.
Yeah.
And I know I've been shouting at you a lot and I don't mean to. But do you know what I would like, Chris?
What?
We've been working together a lot recently. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just be a married couple, actually, for once. I'm looking forward to the gigs being over so we can just go back to being married.
Yeah.
Instead of work colleagues.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been on HR about your behaviour, but yeah.
We haven't got an HR.
Well.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
I meant Sandra.
All right. What about Paul? Poor Paul.
Our driver.
Paul's our assistant manager.
Tour manager drives us, yeah.
He drives us round. Jesus Christ.
The arguments he's heard.
All we do is fight in the back of the van. He's sick of his life. Who's he doing next? Ed Gamble. He'll be absolutely buzzing. Ed. He's just going to slate us like, all I did was fight. All I did was argue. I love Paul. I love him so much.
Oh, he's the best.
We had
guy
a
ever.
Lovely where were we travelling to? Gosh, was it Aberdeen, the really long one?
No, it wasn't. It was to
Birmingham?
Manchester. Yeah.
We just listened to musicals.
You listened to musicals the whole way.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You actually lost your voice before the gigs.
I did,
singing to musicals
that
with him.
Was
fun. Honestly, hand on heart, one of the worst car journeys of my life. One of the up there, one of the
just
worst.
You didn't know any of the
life.
Words. You were just jealous.
It's just horrible. It was the whole thing was horrible. I never wanted to happen again. It was awful.
Once I meet the wizard.
Stop.
When I prove my worth.
Stop.
Can I have a miniature hero, please?
Oh, she's eating miniature heroes, by the way. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas! Babadoo, 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 ba. In moderation.
Is that what you're thinking
you
of?
You can't do anything in moderation.
Fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
As always, guys, thank you so much for sending in. I mean, you've sent in a load of Christmas-related stuff as well. We really do appreciate it. And please keep sending in all kinds of stuff for the forthcoming weeks, because we're going to do this podcast forever and ever. Amen. Mm-hmm. So there you go. shagmarriedon@gmail.com if you want to send stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie's just finishing a chocolate
eclair. And
she got out of a miniature heroes.
So underrated them. I only ever eat them at Christmas. Chocolate they are eclairs. So good. Do they sell them at the times of year?
So I used to eat them all the time. My mum used to get us them when I used to go to my nan and granda's house when I was younger. And I remember I had a bad... This is me all over. I had a bad one once and I've never had one since.
What do you mean a bad one?
It was really weird. I don't know what happened to it. It was horrible on the inside.
Was it minty?
It was like all dry and manky on the inside. And I remember having to spit it into a tissue and I haven't had one since.
Did she get them from Woolworths?
Probably.
Because I used to go out with a lad who worked at Woolworths.
Right.
All of the sweets in the pick and mixes are just out of date, out of the tins.
Brilliant.
Apparently.
Great. Well, hey, anyone from Woolworths listening? Glad you went under.
It's shut now.
Shitheads. Yeah, glad you went under.
Don't speak ill.
Shitheads.
Don't speak ill of Woolworths. Mm. It was flipping class. Do you remember Woolworths, man? Mint.
It was, yeah,
oh, it was good.
It was all
the
right.
The toy section in South Shields.
The toy section downstairs Woolworths was amazing.
So
and
good.
I did enjoy the GML videos that you walked past and it was always telling you about a handy cloth or a mop or something.
Or like a copper wire brush.
Yeah.
Still got them in Wilkinson's.
The one was pretty good, to be fair. The one
I bloody love Woolworths.
Yeah. But it was that thing with everything. When it shut down, everyone was like, oh, God. Oh, Woolworths has shut down. I can't believe it. When was the last time you went? 10 years ago. Mm. There we go, then.
Yeah. You've not been helping.
Fucking hell. Jesus.
Just should we chat really quickly about what we talked about in the little break?
Yeah. Over Christmas, a general beef with Christmas for me
is
when people refer to days of the week by their name rather than, so people will be like, oh yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. And you go, sorry?
Yeah, what is that?
Boxing Day. Say Boxing Day then.
My mum said it before.
Say Saturday, what are you trying to do to us?
My mum was like, on Friday. I was like, what is Friday?
Christmas
What number
Eve.
Is Friday? Exactly.
Yeah.
There's three main days. There's the shitty bit in between, Daniel's birthday, my nephew's birthday, bless his heart.
Bless
heart. Then there's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Rafe's and then
birthday
there's
on
just
the
like...
Rafe's birthday, 6th of January. Yeah.
What we're doing?
Nothing, he's a baby, he doesn't know. It's just another day to him. He can use the day. Was it Tuesday? We'll use the day.
Take him for his first Happy Meal.
Or was it Monday? No, we're not taking him for his first Happy Meal on his first birthday, you pig.
Why not?
Look, I mean, I'll definitely go. I mean, he can have his normal stuff. I mean, he can have a chip.
He has chips.
He never
loves
the chips. Oh, he can have a Big Mac. He's a big lad.
He's the second kid. He'll be on his quarter pounder.
They do a double quarter pounder now, if he can handle it.
They do.
Hey. Right. Questions.
Oh, questions. Okay, here we go. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm just listening to the most recent episode of Shagmarinoid, episode 147, Find a Happy Place. He's been listening to the episode where the guy got the WW2, World War II shell.
Up his bomb, yeah.
And I had to stop and tell you this story. I used to work for a well-known finance company.
Right.
What do you think it is?
I've got that. It goes fast to say I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
Don't know any finance companies. I don't know what he means by finance company.
Like Direct Line, Churchill.
That's insurance.
So it is.
Fucking hell.
Wish I'd stuck in a DT.
Honestly.
I don't know any finance companies either. Okay. I thought I was right. Anyway, one of our customers raised a complaint because her application was rejected.
Right.
We required additional proof that she didn't provide. Mm-hmm. We agreed to take another look.
Sorry, so it's financed to like finance cars and stuff?
I'm guessing so.
Right, okay.
So we agreed to take another look, but she would need to send in her bank statements.
Right.
This is where it gets a bit weird. On this person's bank statement, bold as brass, was a purchase for, Christmas link, a baby Jesus butt plug.
Oh, no. Look, I'm not religious, and I think that's a step too far. That's terrible.
This led to a very regrettable Google search on the work computer.
Way.
And several people gathered round a desk as we all agreed this person was a pervert of epic proportions and should be locked up.
Yes.
I agree with Rosie. Stick stuff up your bum. Just choose better.
Oh, man alive.
So baby Jesus. A baby Jesus? Not even just Jesus?
That's bad, isn't it?
That's bad.
Do you know what? Do you know what I would say if someone tried to put a baby Jesus butt plug up my bum? I'd say there's no room at the inn.
Honestly, all them years, the bloody frog and bucket.
Comedy circuit. Can you see
Boom.
Me? Hey, Hyena Comedy Cafe, Newcastle, can you see me now?
There he is.
Can you see me now? Wonderful.
Well done.
There we go.
Where's the donkey? That's what I want to know.
Oh, God, it's a bigger one, that. Massive the donkey one.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have been trying to block this story from my memory for years.
Oh.
Let me take you back. Take you back now, y'all, to Christmas 2015.
Okay.
That was when Robin was born.
Yes.
That was a lovely Christmas for us. Mm-hmm. I do remember that, yeah. The family had gathered at my dad's house for Christmas lunch. The usual attendees were there, cousins, aunts, uncles, etc. Except this time, Nana was coming and she was bringing her new boyfriend.
Fantastic. Get in, Nana.
We've never been very close to Nana as she lives overseas in Australia for most of my life. She isn't particularly family orientated and for some reason has never learned how to spell my name correctly.
Wow.
That's grim. For 23 years, she has spelt my name O-L-I-V-I-E-R. My name is Olivia.
Right. So she writes Oliver.
Olivia.
All right.
Rather than Olivia.
Ah.
Not a hard name to spell. Anyway, back to the story. She's bitter about that. But I understand that. Imagine if your Nana couldn't spell your name.
Yeah.
Like, Nana? Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, for years. That's
I mean, my Nana's got like 23 grandkids, so I could let her off.
Yeah,
but
still though, she's not got
it's a bit shit, isn't it?
Not got much else to do.
That is true. She's been retired for years.
Yeah, she hasn't got a job.
Learn everyone's name.
Learn your spellings.
Exactly.
Lazy.
It was her.
Sorry, Bridget, if you're listening, I was kidding.
Nana, don't even. I love bloody Bridget. Can't wait to see Bridget on Christmas. Didn't see her last year.
I know. How are then?
But we're gonna see you this year, Nana. Don't care what happens. Go fuck himself. It was her first Christmas back in New Zealand and we thought, 'tis the season, let's invite her. This was our first mistake.
Okay.
So these are New Zealand.
Right.
No, so these aren't in England.
Oh, so these guys are that make right. So they're New Zealand
and
she lives
in Australia.
Overseas, they said, in Australia. It's round the corner.
I don't know. We'll get a lot of Australian people.
You know
New
what?
Zealand
maybe in the future we should do it. Maybe we should do a tour show in Australia.
A lot of these are Australia heavy.
Amazing.
And I love it.
Okay, then.
Right. She arrived hand in hand with her boyfriend and immediately made a beeline for the couch, insisting that my brother and I move so they could sit down.
Fantastic. Sounds nice.
She didn't even say hello or introduce us to the guy. Wow. I was planning on moving anyway, but that request, low key, high key, pissed me off. Regardless, we moved to let them sit. This is not the usual Nana.
No.
Right?
Coming in with a new fella, strutting about, demanding sofa space.
Yeah.
From overseas. Eh?
I called her a bitch. I feel a bit bad. Being a Kiwi Christmas, the drinks started pouring during breakfast.
Get in.
Oi, oi. Without saying hello, Nana insisted that my younger cousin get the two of them a drink. He obliged and handed them both their drinks with a passive-aggressive, Merry Christmas, which made us all giggle under our breath.
Wow.
Love it. My dad and my oldest brother were outside manning the barbecue. We were all quite peckish at this point, so when they came inside carrying in the food.
Christmas barbecue.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That would be cool. Okay.
It's boiling on Christmas Day in Australia.
This is in New Zealand, but fair enough.
It's not far, is it?
It's still their summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all followed them to the kitchen, so they brought the barbecue food in.
Okay.
Everyone's got in the kitchen. At least I thought it was all of us. Everyone but Nana and her boyfriend. Leaving them alone was our second mistake. First mistake.
What was the first mistake?
Inviting them.
Inviting them,
second
right.
Second mistake was leaving them alone in the lounge.
I don't know. I don't like where this is going.
After gathering food and more drinks, we made our way to the lounge to eat. This is the moment that I wish I could block out of my memory.
Shut up, man.
In the few minutes that we were gone, Nana had decided to give her boyfriend a lap dance.
Get in, Nana. Get in.
No.
Loving it.
All of her grandkids walked in the room at the same time to see her straddling this man, her hands in the air and his under her shirt, grabbing her breasts.
Merry Christmas.
This is.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Do you want the worst part?
Yeah.
They didn't stop. They had seen us walk in the room and they thought, fuck it, let's keep going. We were horrified and ran out of the room, nearly dropping our plates. Wow. We were all put off our food, so we sat outside in silence with full plates on our laps and the image of Nana and that weird dude burnt into our brains.
Wow.
And then it says here to finish off, and that is why Nana isn't invited to Christmas anymore.
Lap dancing Nana.
Louise.
Lap dancing yeah. Nana. I don't want to shame Nana for being old and lap dancing here.
No, I'm sorry.
But on
I'm
Christmas
sorry.
Day.
On Christmas Day in front lounge. Of all your family. That's vile.
Was there any music on?
Don't know.
That's
not,
my
I
question.
Didn't, no, she didn't say there was.
What was she lap dancing might have been. To?
Let's think of the best Christmas lap dance song.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Da, 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 da. Feliz Navidad. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Feliz Navidad. Como espero.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Año felicidad. Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Come on, get up on this.
Shake them.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas. Come on, Bruce. I want to wish you a Merry... Oh, Sheila. From the bottom of my crotch.
Very good. Very
yeah,
good.
That's a good one.
Do you know I got Karen Howell when I was doing Strictly? I got to teach us the words to Feliz Navidad.
So do them because I really
Feliz
want
Navidad.
To know.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know if
Prospero
I'm...
Prospero año felicidad.
Said, yeah, I think that's right. If I've slightly done it wrong, it's been a Sorry. Few years. Lots happened since I last spoke to Karen, let's be honest,
it's
in
true.
The world.
That
so I
true.
Might have forgot a couple of pronouns, but I literally got it. She was like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I was like, can you tell us? Because I've always wanted to know the
it
words
a,
to
it's
it.
It's a banging song.
One of the best ones. I haven't heard it yet this year. I'm going to put it on today.
So yes. Let's cheer ourselves up and put that on this year. Okay. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep this anonymous and all that shit because my family still haven't forgiven me.
Wonderful.
So you can usually find me snuggled up on the sofa with a hot chocolate on Christmas Eve, but this one year was different.
Okay.
I was 21 at the time and I just had my heart broken in a stupid attempt to make myself feel a bit more merry. Me and the girls decided to go out for a couple of drinks
in
Leeds on Christmas Eve. I've done that before.
Banging night out. Christmas Eve's a banging night out.
It
but
is, but
it's not worth it.
Not when you're newly single. Remember, I did it. I wrote about it in the book.
Oh, yeah. Garlic sauce and crying.
Me and Steph had me and Mum had to tell Wav. We were both crying in front of the Christmas tree. It was grim. Yeah. Anyway. Mistake, just put. It is a mistake. Fast forward to the early hours of Christmas morning and I am absolutely hammered, knocking on my front door in floods of tears.
Oh, no.
My dad, concerned, opened the door and asked me what was wrong. I don't have enough money to pay for the taxi.
I don't have
I
enough
wailed.
Money to pay for the taxi, that mm-hmm. was, yeah.
The taxi driver sat at the end of my drive, shouted at my dad, I don't know why she's crying, mate. She paid us for the taxi up front before we set off. In my drunken state, I had completely forgotten that I had already paid for the taxi.
Aww.
My dad laughed and told me I should probably go to bed.
Got
probably
you.
Should. The next morning, or so I thought, I woke up with a banging headache and little to no recollection of the last 12 hours.
Okay.
I went to grab my phone, but I couldn't find it. So I picked up my iPad to see that it was 12 p.m. on Christmas Day. Shit.
Dinner.
I slept
oh,
in.
Oh, God.
It's fully blown lunchtime.
Oh.
I ran downstairs to find my parents, but there was no one there. I searched for my phone some more, and with no luck, I used my iPad to call my mum on WhatsApp.
Oh.
She answered and angrily told me that they were at my grandma's for Christmas dinner, and when she had tried to wake me that morning to open presents, I had told her to piss off
wow.
and gone back to sleep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed, humbug.
So they left the presents and went to my grandma's without me. I told my mum that I needed to find my phone and then I would drive over. I quickly realised that there were two issues with this. One, I'm definitely still drunk. And two, my phone is nowhere to be found. As I was pondering what to do, I remembered that me and my ex had Find My Friends set up on our phones. And in that moment, I knew I had no other option at this point. I had to use my iPad to ring my ex-boyfriend
oh.
on Christmas Day
oh.
via Facebook Messenger. The shame.
Oh, my God.
The phone call went like this.
No phone's worth that. Fuck it.
So the phone call went like this. Me. Merry Christmas. Him. Hi. Me. Hi. I know this is a strange request, but is there any way you can track the location of my phone? My ex sighed. What have you done now? So, he located my phone, and it was about 10 miles away from my house in a village called Otley. You heard of Otley in
Otley
Leeds?
Run in Leeds, the Otley Run.
That's weird, I thought.
Sorry, Otley Run's a pub crawl for anyone who doesn't know.
It's a pub crawl.
Yeah, students do in Leeds. Yeah.
That's weird, I thought. I wasn't in Otley. Just as I was trying to retrace my very hazy steps, I got a message request on Facebook Messenger. It was from a middle-aged woman named Susan. She had a short blonde bob and a kind face.
Thanks for that.
Nice. Do you know what that says to me?
Yeah.
She's ugly.
Wow. That says to me that friend request from someone I don't know. Oh, they do have a kind face, though. So I kind of
get
this.
That. I do sort of get that people have got kind faces. I think they just don't look like horrible bitches.
Right, yeah. No. I've never, ever described someone as having a kind face.
I think it's sweet.
No. It's weird. It's really but weird.
Susan's added it.
It's something you'd write in a children's book, and I don't like it.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Susan wrote, hi. Asterisk.
Ooh. Oh, hi, name. Anonymous, right. Okay, yeah.
I hope you're having a nice Christmas. I've just found your phone, driver's license, and debit card in my son's room.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Had I had a one-night stand and not remembered and left my phone at this man's house, how drunk was I?
Good grief.
I'm really sorry, the message continued. She's sorry. Why would she be apologising? Oh. This has happened before, and I thought he had grown out of it. But I've had serious words as it's not okay to take someone else's property.
Ooh.
I hope you can accept our sincerest apologies. Here is my number if you would like to give me a call or arrange a way for you to get it back. Very sweet and all, Susan, but give me a call. How am I supposed to do that when your kleptomaniac son stole my phone?
Wow.
So the sons stole a phone.
Right, okay.
And that purse.
Oh, man.
But my annoyance
on
soon...
On Christmas Eve?
I know. My annoyance soon subsided and I was just relieved that I hadn't drunkenly slept with her minging son.
Got you.
Anyway, I
bet you had
her.
A kind cock, though.
Oh, really kind. So sweet. Compliments you after.
He had a kind cock and generous balls. But a very spiteful arsehole. Told me there was no room at the inn.
Oh, I was going to clap you then, I'm not. Anyway, I called her again via Facebook Messenger.
Great.
On her iPad.
Jesus, she is spending her Christmas day like everyone's
Christmas
nana.
Ever.
I'm phoning you on Facebook, I just got an iPad. Your granddad got us an iPad, I'm phoning you on Facebook Messenger. Technology these days. You're all right, I'm in the same room as your nana. You're all right.
Sounds like your mum will not let me book holidays on the iPad. Do you know I went along with that?
Yeah.
I just went along with
she's
it to make my life easier.
Book holidays on
she's
the iPad.
She's adamant that she is not allowed to book a holiday on an iPad.
Crazy.
Anyway, she gave me her address and told me they were free to come for me to come and collect my phone whenever. Shamefully, I then had to call my dad via the iPad to tell him that my phone was at a thief's house 10 miles away. I was too over the limit to drive and then beg him to leave his Christmas dinner to take me to collect it. Begrudgingly, my dad drove back to our house to then drive over to Susan's house to collect my belongings.
Wow.
So he stole your phone, did he? My dad asked with a raised eyebrow. Wasn't a one-night stand. Imagine,
Yeah.
We arrived at the house and out trudged a very guilty looking young man. He came over the car and passed me my phone, debit card and driver's license. Sorry, he muttered. He started to walk away but quickly turned back and said, you'll probably want to report your card stolen because I bought me mates a few drinks. Sorry.
Wow, what Cheeky a piece of shit.
Little shit.
Wow.
And then it just goes on to say how our family said that she ruined Christmas. But then she said to us, hope you and the family have a wonderful Christmas.
I mean, well, Anonymous. No matter what happens, it'll be better than that. It's fucking shocker over Christmas.
Grim, isn't it?
Oh, I remember when I used to go drinking, my mum's main thing. If I went on drinking on Christmas Eve, my mum's main thing was like, do not be rat-arsed for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I've spent Christmas Day at my mum and dad's house in some fucking atrocious state back in the day. Just, I'm not hungover, I'm fine. Just fucked.
Dying.
Yeah. Just Bucks Fizz for breakfast. Just hoeing it down as a bit hair of the dog.
I don't know about you, though, but I don't think I really relished in those Christmas Day naps enough.
Yeah,
because
I know what you mean.
We're not going to get one of them for years.
No chance that we're getting Christmas Day naps.
No, never.
Chance.
Like when?
And this is really bad, but everything Santa's got for Robin, just in case anyone's listening.
Well, I mean,
you shouldn't be. I've literally said the word spiteful arsehole not 4 minutes ago. This stuff you've got to put together is... It's hard graft,
Yeah.
It's hard graft of get it out, Oh, come play with this. I'll put that together for 20 minutes. Come play with this. I'll put that together for 20 minutes. It's a lot, like.
It's lovely. We'll look back, you know, and we'll
it's
miss
brilliant,
it.
But all I'll say is it is worth setting stuff up and just wrapping it up already set up. It's a good, yeah, rather than in a box. Like, if I had the time, I would wrap all of the Hot Wheels.
Do people do that?
Yeah, you wrap, just literally fucking high load of paper around it. It's a massive present. Oh my God. And then pull it out and it's already done and just play with it straight away.
Oh, that's grim.
It's not grim.
Isn't it? What if you didn't want to play with it?
There's maybe a IKEA toolkit on Christmas Day.
Oh, sorry.
Sick.
What time do you think he's going to get up this year?
So we're going to have Rafe as well. And Rafe's going to... There might be a shout for us to sleep in separate beds. Me and one.
Oh, on
Robin
Christmas
Ewan,
Eve?
Because as soon as... If Rafe makes a noise at about 4 a.m. and Robin hears it, he'll be up and that'll be that.
Oh, man.
That'll be that.
Yeah, okay. We might need to think through the stocking situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
We'll see.
We'll chat. Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I hope you're both doing okay.
Yeah, no, but thanks anyway. Everything's rubbish.
It's
keep
been
going.
On and off for a few weeks now. Yeah, it's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
We're actually okay. I'm joking. We're actually fine.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm falling apart.
Rosie's
currently.
Exhausted. Rosie's exhausted. We've got one arena left. Then we're done.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. No, I mean I am exhausted because I feel like all we've done is work, and I'm looking forward to some time off. But it's just the current state of the
stop
country.
Stop. Let's just keep going.
Right. Okay. This is a good story. I was somewhat triggered by the man pissing in the laundry story and thought my own version might be perfect for you to enjoy.
Okay. I genuinely can't remember that, but okay.
No. Let me set the scene. I met my now ex-husband in May 1993 and had our first child the following March. Mm-hmm. In brackets, I know, slag.
Yes.
Fast forward to our first Christmas as a family of three. We went to stay at my mum's. We spent a lovely Christmas Eve getting ready to shower the baby in gifts she would not notice or appreciate and enjoying a few drinks.
Brilliant.
So true. As in the way when you haven't been out for ages and haven't yet learned how horrific a hangover is with a small child in the house, we had several too many and wobbled off to bed after leaving the required carrot for Rudolph and mince pie for Santa. Again, to be totally unnoticed and unappreciated by the 9-month-old child.
Yeah.
We've done that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't do it the first year.
We didn't do it the first year. We did it the second year. Yeah. Still had no idea.
No, this is no idea what's going on.
This is going to be he's six.
Yeah.
And this is the first year I'll remember.
Yeah.
During the night, our daughter woke up crying, not unusual at 9 months. I fished her out of the travel cot she was in next to our bed in Mum's spare room. What?
I've just worked it out. Go on.
What?
I've just worked it out.
As I picked her up, I realised why she was crying. Her nappy had leaked quite a lot. As I changed her, I noticed her nappy wasn't actually at leakage capacity, and not only was her baby grow wet, but also her hair. Ooh, strange.
Oh, dude.
Further investigation led me to discover the sheets were also wet. You've guessed it.
I guessed it straight away.
It was at this point I realised her drunken father had got up for a wee in an unfamiliar house and pissed. Not only into the travel cot, but all over our precious daughter.
Merry Christmas.
So
directly
grim,
pissing on a 9-month-old baby.
On a hair.
Directly pissing on a 9-month-old baby in the dark is one of the worst things we've said on this podcast. It's up there. It's one of the worst things. In the name of the Father and the Son and the...
it says, yeah. Being quite a new relationship and having a decent sense of humour, I did quite quickly see the funny side.
Fucking hell,
I mean, I wouldn't have, but...
Wow.
At the end, he's not done it deliberately.
No.
It goes on to say,
right.
Want to tell it to her wedding, that one. However, when he did a rerun the following Christmas Eve, this time choosing the box of neatly wrapped gifts as his target, could hear me shouting in Lapland.
Wow.
Turns out he is one of them men who can't find a toilet trunk, and we have had several repeat episodes over the years, which you could say was quite the beef.
Wow.
So he's just one of those blokes...
Yeah.
Who, like, you know, blokes pissing cupboards and everything, but in a travel cot.
In a travel cot with a baby. I mean, that poor baby just lying there.
Just
but he must have just directly onto the baby, then rolled into bed. And seconds later, the baby must have walked the wife up. Oh, that's fantastic. That, like, just poor baby.
So
oh, my
grim.
God. So fucking funny, though. Why is it so funny?
This is good. We went on to have two more children, and the middle child, who often complains about her middle status, not many photos, etc., etc., was never pissed on by her father and listens to the podcast. So please don't make me anonymous and let Molly know she is loved.
Well,
just
done.
In a much drier way.
Molly, you were never pissed on. You won.
I know.
You won this.
Thanks for the laughter.
You're not baptised, Molly. So.
Oh, no.
The other two have been baptised in pissing you off at me.
Imagine.
Oh,
and that was from Tracy. Thank
absolutely
you, Tracy.
Wonderful story. Thank you, Tracy. That was phenomenal. Well done. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a pissy night.
A pissy, pissy night. Babadoo, 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 ba. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
have a
guys.
Wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Please enjoy it with your loved ones. Much, much love from us. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Shag Marinoi, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Just want to add to that, very, very Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Be merry. Enjoy yourselves in whatever way you do. And we will be back in your ears next year.
Yes,
2022.
Next year.
Whoa, hey, time flies when you're having fun,
doesn't it?
Where's that year gone? Oh, it's looking great.
Love yous.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.